I personally think that the U.S. is sending two different messages here. What I mean by saying two different messages here is, of course, we know that Zimbabwe is under sanction from the U.S. So if your country is under sanction and you are re-engaging the same country, it's not very clear what exactly you want. And I'm not saying this because I support the sanctions. If anything, I'm of the opinion that the sanctions have not really been helpful at all. And I think the only way out, really, is to try and re-engage Robert Mugabe's government. And I know a lot of people in the West may have different opinions about it, but my personal opinion is Mugabe is part of the problem, but he is also part of the solution. There is nothing you can do in Zimbabwe in terms of trying to succeed politically, economically, or socially while trying to exclude him, because even though he's 91, I think it's clear to everyone that he is still very much running the show there. So, of course, I think if indeed they are there to re-engage, perhaps that's an admission on their part.
Ms. Nekavana, what do you think about this trip by the U.S. delegation to Zimbabwe?
I think I'm on the same opinion with him, that whatever I want to do in Zimbabwe, we have to do with the government involvement. So if they are coming to us, let's hope that's what they are going to do, and then maybe things might start going the right direction.
So when we look at some of these issues, Mr. Ntwairo, people would say Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are not doing enough. People like you and Ms. Nekavana, you are here and not doing anything for your own country.
It's easily said than done, Gibbs. And I don't think it's really true to say that people in the diaspora are not doing anything. If anything, I think Zimbabwe is where it is now, thanks to people in the diaspora. I mean, economically speaking, just think about how much money goes into the country on a daily basis, right? But if you think about political engagement, I mean, there have been many other people who have tried to re-engage or to try and change the situation in Zimbabwe. But at the same time, you have to understand that there's a limit in what you can do when you're in the diaspora, simply because, first of all, perhaps you're not really given room, right? I mean, many people on the ground, sociologically speaking, consider the people who have left the country and are living, as you say, better lives in the West as people who ran away from the suffering. So if you have not been in Zimbabwe for 10 years and you go there and you try to make some changes or to come with some ideas, people will look at you and say, like, who do you think you are? You have not experienced anything over the last 10 years.
Ms. Nekavana, we know that you're making some contributions in terms of remittances, but what else can you do politically, economically, you know, all those kind of things?
I don't think there is much we can do, to be honest. Well, the little things that we can try, like I'm from rural Matepelele. As students from the same school are trying to get some resources for them, like me from the rural areas, I can find a book, which is that's what they think we're benefiting, which we don't benefit because we have to buy those books. Then you take whatever is left from your kids and send those books to Zimbabwe. By the time they get there, they are not even allowed to go there before contacting somebody to approve that they can go there. So however we do it, I don't think it's good enough. That's the thing.
Dr. Mtswairo, in your case, you can manage to go back to Zimbabwe and conduct some research there. But at the end of the day, people say maybe you are benefiting from the chaos that is there.
That's funny. Well, I'm a researcher, you know, and of course you have to accept and acknowledge other people's opinions and views about that. But I don't see how I'm benefiting from the situation, because if anything, I think the research that I'm conducting in the country is at least helping interested parties to actually understand what exactly is happening in the country. The thing is, we have to accept that it's not easy to try and do anything meaningful in Zimbabwe, especially if you are considered to be anti-ZANU-PF, because they won't give you the platform to do that.
Ms. Nekavana, your last word.
I don't think anybody is benefiting from the chaos. I think we're more disadvantaged more than they think that we are, even if we're in diaspora, because whatever I get from my pay and look after my kids here, that means now I have to think about other people and everybody else back home and stuff like that. Apparently, we're the one who are suffering more than them, maybe. Well, that's my view anyway.